Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Astro Dim here doing the full moon in Libra reading, aka the daily moon reading for March 20th, 2019. What's up? This is going to be a special full moon, a full moon that's really like pushing us to create this new beginning in our lives. And so we definitely need to listen and make sure that we truly are creating this new beginning. You get what I'm saying? So let's talk about how special this spring equinox is / full moon. Now I'm gonna talk about it probably after I explain the typical full moon stuff that I always talk about. I'll talk about it then, but before I begin with that, I definitely want to mention that March 20th I may have a flash sale. You will know if I have a flash sale if you're listening. You'll know I have a flash sale. You know why you know I have a flash sale? If you listened to the whole free version of the full moon reading. That's how I'll say that. And then you'll also know I'll have a flash sale for spring equinox too. If you listen to the March 21st reading, I explain it there. Okay. So definitely go ahead and take a listen to see if I do a flash sale. You know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to talk about it here. I'm going to talk about it on the reading I do for the 21st. Yep, that's what I'm going to do. And if you really want to know, if you don't want to wait, on the 20th, go to Etsy.com/shop/astrodim and you'll see if I have the flash sale. Right now I do currently have a sale on my shop that's 20% off all month, but I think I'm going to do something a little bit special during the spring equinox. Okay, something, have a sale that's a little bit even more of a deal. You get what I'm saying? So let's actually talk about this full moon, the typical things I talk about, how special the moon is and all that jazz, and then I'll talk about how special this, you know, this moon is because of the spring equinox energy. Of course, talk about the aspect patterns, and then stop. And then for my patrons, I'll talk a little bit deeper about the aspect patterns that's happening. And then I'll also talk about the fixed stars that's involved in this full moon. And then lastly, I'll talk about the houses. You know, if your full moon's happening in these two houses, it means this and it means that. If it's in these two houses, that's what it means. I've been feeling like shit lately, y'all. Like my stomach has been killing me, and just overall sick. Like I'll wake up with like pains in my body, and I was wondering like what the fuck is going on with me. It's because this Mercury retrograde moved over to my first house. Ever since it did, I've been all types of fucked up. And I know this is like telling me to get my shit right, get my body right. That's what's literally telling me, so I have to listen. And it's telling me through this physical manifestation of me being in so much pain. So I just wanted to add that. So if you guys are having a particular part of your life really affecting you, that's Mercury retrograde probably trying to put you on. So if you're interested in a reading to see how Mercury retrograde is affecting you, you can check out my Etsy shop. Do the one question read and I'll be able to help you with that, okay? Anyways, let's talk about this full moon. So the full moon is in Libra, 0 degrees Libra, on March 20th, 2019, at around 9:42 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the U.S. That's where I'm at, so that's what I'm going to be using the time for. But yeah, excuse me, that was terrible, sorry about that. During full moons, right? Basically, it's when the sun is literally opposite of the moon in the sky. And what's happening in this case, you know, Earth's in the middle, sun's in one end, the moons together, and the sun is giving full light to the moon, and so that's why the moon is actually full. But the thing is, though, like, that's what it means astronomically, but astrologically, this kind of represents something significant, because at this time, the moon is in one aspect of your chart, and the sun's in the complete opposite. And so what's happening astronomically is, like, they're six signs apart. The thing is, astrologically, the moon represents our emotions, how we express our emotions in general, how we feel deep inside, and then the sun represents how we react in general. It represents our self-expression, identity. And so with these energies opposite of each other, we're literally feeling one way but acting another, and it's or feeling like we have to act another, and it's causing conflict within. It's making us really frustrated. That's why the term lunatic comes. That's why people say that we act crazy during a full moon. It's really because we feel one way, but we feel like we have to act another, have to identify with another thing. And it's causing this frustration within. And so this is basically a manifestation, emotionally and physically, telling us that, hey, you need to release some things in order to take full advantage of, you know, the sun in this sign. And because this is so significant, this is literally the equinox is happening moments to the full moon. I really am feeling that this energy is telling us that this is not only gonna help us with this season, but we're releasing things, and it's gonna be helping us for the whole year, you know, especially for Chiron, the Chiron energy. So we need to definitely, you know, take advantage of, you know, this energy, so we can release all the necessary things and go about the year the best way that we can, and go about the season the best way that we can. You get what I'm saying? It's really, really important. So I definitely wanted to include that for that situation. Okay, so now with the moon and the sun, right, if the moon is in 0 degrees, 0 degrees Libra, that means the sun's gonna be around 0 degrees Libra as well. Excuse me, 0 degrees Aries as well. And so these energies are actually in the first decade. So the full moon's in the first decade of Libra in Aries, which is quite significant. You know, Libra is connected to Venus, and the first decade is always the same. It's ruled by the same sign of, the same planet of the sign. So it's double Libra and double Aries, or double Venus and double Mars in this case, right? And so with the moon being in Libra during this time, and in the Venusian decade of Libra, emotionally, we really are wanting to focus on relationships, whether it's romantic, platonic, business-wise, just one-on-one relationships, relating to people is very important to us emotionally. But the thing is that the sun energy is wanting us to truly be focused on self. Be focused on your own motivations, your own passions, your own drive, and taking action onto them. Not needing somebody else to follow your passions, but just doing things on your own. And so, you know, it's a conflict here, because inside, emotionally, you feel like you need that pairing to get you going, to make you feel fulfilled. But you're reacting, believe it or not, like, similar to the sun, saying that actually I don't need a relationship, but inside you feel like you do. You know what I mean? You're like, I want to focus. You want the relationship, but you also want to be able to focus solely on yourself. You can't have it all. And so what full moons kind of do is prepare us to be, to utilize the sun season the best way that we can. And the best way that we can is kind of release not all our emotions about relationships, but release the clinginess that we have when it comes to pairing up. Like, why do we really want to be in a relationship? Why do we really want to relate with people? Why would we really want to pair up? What's the deal here? Is there something else that's making us feel this way? You know what I mean? I feel like a little bit that there's something else that's making us feel like we need to pair up when we actually don't. You know, because you want to pair up, but you also want to just focus on your own passions. Like, what are you trying to get at here? You know what I mean? That's what I'm really feeling. But especially with the sun being so close to Chiron too, I feel like this moon, full moon, is really kind of pushing us to heal the projections that we feel, that we have felt or brought on to ourselves from the people in our relationships. You know, a lot of people can talk and really, you know, explain the situations in which they were in a relationship, no matter if it's romantic or platonic or business, and these people projected their issues onto them and you accepted it as if it was your issue. Or people had basically you know, assumed certain things about you and you accepted them, you know, because you're in a relationship with this person. You feel like this person went and gear you wrong, and they probably didn't even mean to. People project by accident all the time. I have this gripe about projection, not to say that I'm holier than thou or nothing, but one thing that I'm pretty confident in is me not projecting. You know, I really hate that. I hate it with a passion. And a lot of people in the spiritual industry be doing it and not realizing it, you know? So it's kind of like this thing that I have. But, you know, beyond that, it's a lot of times people are projecting their issues onto people and not even realizing that they're doing it. When you think about Libra in general, where things are naturally at, you know, Libra represents the seventh house. It's literally projecting the first house, the self. You know, you have relationships that's like a reflection of you, and vice versa. And so you kind of, so you know, it's funny because too, because like Libra in the seventh house kind of connects with the whole shadow self type of vibes, more the seventh house than anything, which is connected to relationships. And so you know what, it's funny because I always have this saying that, like, you know, when you were younger, you were very much your seventh house, but then people projected their issues, their situations onto you, and you end up being your rising sign, you being your first house. I feel like this is like this energy is kind of playing that out, and so especially with Chiron, actually, Chiron represents childhood traumas and the sun's there. And so I think before we really truly heal ourselves, the childhood traumas connected to our personality, persona, appearance, motivation, and drive, we need to really let go of the idea that you absolutely need to be in a relationship with somebody. And you also need to let go, too, of the fact that of all the issues, all the projection, all the perception that's been thrown at you, you need to release that too, to really start healing yourself and knowing yourself and being pride of your having pride within yourself. You know what I mean? So that's what just my thoughts on it. I'd like to hear what you guys have to say about it too, but that's kind of how I feel the full moon is kind of touching at those two things, about us letting go the idea that we need to have someone else with us all the time in order to reach our goals, but also is pushing us to let go of projections and perceptions that was thrown onto us that we fully accepted, that may not even be connected to us really, you know. And for that, what it'll do is end up healing us. So, you know, something to think about for sure. I already kind of talked about an aspect that I listed, so with the Chiron energy. So, you know, that's that aspect. But I feel like I had to mention that because Chiron is so important to this full moon. And it's in order for me to explain it, I needed to mention that aspect, you know. But that's what I'm feeling, okay? Now, let's talk about the spring equinox, right? So, the spring equinox are it's basically when the sun is directly like over the equator, crossing it from south to north for the spring equinox, and north to south in the fall equinox, okay? And so I explained this to my Patreon or patron folks, right? At this very moment, right, this is gonna be hard to explain. It's hard for me to explain to them too, but I hope you guys get it. With this spring equinox, right, the sun was at let me talk about this. Let me do it as in seasons, right? During the spring solstice, okay, the sun was at this line in maps. I don't know if you guys remember learning this in your childhood, but there is the Tropic of Capricorn, Tropic of Cancer, and in between those is the equator. These help us mark the seasons. During winter solstice in the northern hemisphere, and there will be summer solstice for the southern hemisphere, the sun was at the Tropic of Capricorn, right? But the earth was kind of leaning backwards. And so with that happening during winter solstice, the northern hemisphere is having winter because it's so cold. The sun is not in the direction of the northern hemisphere. It's not only leaning back, but it's also at the furthest part of the ecliptic belt, you know what I mean? And so that's why it's winter up north in the northern hemisphere. In the southern hemisphere, it is summer, and in the equator in energy area, it's just the same weather regardless, you know what I mean? Now the spring equinox, the sun is moving more above the to the equator. So right now the sun is at the equator. It's meeting the equator exactly. And the earth is actually moving a little bit forward, not completely forward, but a little bit forward, right? Of course, the equator is the same season, the same like temperature, so they don't really see a difference like that, but it's still the seasons are still important. But what's happening is that it's turning into the fall equinox in the southern hemisphere, and now it's the spring equinox here. So it's getting colder in like South Africa, Australia, all that, you know, although that area basically, but it's getting slightly warmer in the Americas, Europe, Northern Africa, like that, you know what I mean? And so that's basically what's happening right now, is that the sun is literally at the equator as the earth is pushing a little bit forward. Now when the earth actually pushes a little bit forward, like where the top of the earth is actually facing, wobbling downward from the top basically, and when the sun is actually at the Tropic of Cancer, first of all, when you think about a Tropic of Cancer, Cancer marks the summertime, and Capricorn marks the wintertime for us, and for the southern hemisphere is vice versa. But when the sun is at the Tropic of Cancer, that's when it's summer, because again, on the northern hemisphere, the sun is not only at the Tropic of Cancer, right, the location on the ecliptic belt, at the very top of the ecliptic belt, but also Earth is pushing forward, you know what I mean?
And so that's why it's warmer. And that's kind of marks the seasons. So at this very moment, you know, it is the spring equinox in the northern hemisphere, fall equinox in the southern hemisphere, and the sun is at the equator exactly. Okay? And so this is marking this new beginning, marking the new year. Really kind of showing us that this is going to be a new way to start again. We're at the equator. We don't have to worry about one thing or another. Like, we're at the middle. Everything's even and balanced out, and we can kind of, when you think about the Monopoly, we're at the goal mark. You know what I mean? The goal part, collect $200 part. So we can start all over again. We can go around the board all over again. You get what I'm saying? Free parking is like the fall equinox. You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? So right now at the spring, we can do this all over again. So it's truly a new beginning. So I really feel like we should definitely release all the things that we need to release. Of course, release things that are connected to air, the Libra energy. Of course, release things that is connected to wherever Libra is in your chart. But what's really important for you to release is just anything from the last astrological year. From 2018 around March 2018 until now, release all the stuff you need to release. This is a true new beginning. Like I mentioned before, in full moons, it's time for us to release all the baggage that we had, so we can kind of level up, right? And level out before we level up, actually. But the thing is, though, is that, you know, It's just, I just lost my thought, y'all. God damn it. Damn, Mercury retrograde. But anyways, damn, I lost my thought. Sorry, y'all. Anyways, what I'm basically trying to say, though, overall, is that this is just a great time to release all the things that's holding us back. It's really important. This is so important. And y'all know that I was crying when I was talking about this. I think I talked about it on the 19th. I'm pretty sure I did. Yeah, I talked about it on the 19th and I was crying. I wasn't like boohoo crying. So you probably wouldn't be able to tell, but I told y'all I got emotional. We really need to take account before this full moon, before the spring equinox, not only the year, but what we've learned during Pisces season. Because Pisces season is the end, right? The last season before the astrological year. And it's really important because it represents, again, our self-undoings and self-sabotaging ways. What we're doing to hold ourselves back mentally, spiritually, emotionally, mind, body, spirit, right? We really need to hurry up and figure out what's holding us back, right? So when is the spring equinox, when we have that new beginning, when is Aries season, when, you know, Aries represents motivation, drive, and taking action, when we realize what's holding us back, we can finally take action to make it stop holding us back. So this is why it's so important to release during the full moon. Okay? It's not going to be immediate. You know, full moon energy takes about you know, a couple of days to kind of work out. But just know that you have the possibility to really, any self-undoing that you have the possibility of fixing it and releasing it and not have to worry about it anymore, you know? So it's a special time. Full moon and spring equinox the same day, within hours of each other. That's special, man. I really want y'all to take advantage of this energy and do a full moon ritual. Again, I always suggest Mystic Lipsticks ritual. I really like how she does hers. I think it's really special. I think it's dope. And I think y'all should freaking do it. The fuck? I really do. Like, I really think you guys should do it. I'm actually trying to push up the time real quick to see when the spring equinox is actually going to be happening. And it looks like it's happening right at 6 o'clock p.m. and then 3
3 hours and 45 minutes later, or 42 minutes later, it's the full moon.
Man, this is... Y'all, man, please. If you got anything you want to release from your life, do it now. Start this new beginning now. But also keep in mind of where Aries is, where Libra is in your chart. So definitely you can let go of the Libra, the things that are connected to Libra energy. But also think about the self-undoings that you uncovered during Pisces season. Release that shit, you know, so you can really be successful. All right. That's what I'm suggesting for you guys. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm suggesting. So that's my speech for the spring equinox and the significance of it being the full moon being in the same day. Man, it's dope shit, man. It really, really is. Anyways, let's talk about these aspects, y'all. Yeah, let's talk about these aspects. I already talked about pretty much the full moon opposite Chiron and conjunct the sun conjunct Chiron. Is basically what I was mentioning before. Any projections that we have, we need to release. Emotional, like any like projections that we had that's you know, has an emotional connection to us, we need to release them so we can continue on this journey of you know, self-healing, of healing those childhood traumas, of taking action on healing those childhood traumas, of once after healing those childhood traumas, really identifying with not only the experience, but with what you realized during that healing, that, you know what, I am special, I am awesome, and I don't need anyone else telling me that because I'm aware of it. And I tell people this all the time too, like when it comes to like dating, you have to be sure of yourself in order for people to believe it. Even when they first approach you, they can read that shit subconsciously. You know, they can read that shit subconsciously if you feel you're worthy enough. And without them even really realizing it on a conscious level, they're moving on to someone who may not be as even great as you, or may not have be as a great match because you don't believe you were. You know, so like, think about it, please. Okay. Anyways, let's go move on. I have 5 other aspects I want to talk about during this full moon. Okay. So, the moon is going to be in conjunct Uranus and the sun's going to be semi-sextile Uranus. Okay. And the only reason why I'm talking about it, I usually don't talk about in conjuncts and semi-sextiles, but this is exact. So this is really poignant and important. Okay. So, during this time, the moon's going to be in conjunct Uranus. So basically what's happening and what's really kind of pushing this like full moon energy of being uncomfortable is that when it comes to our individuality and what we find worthy within our individuality, it's not really meeting how we emotionally want to connect in relationships. Emotionally, we just want to like be in a relationship regardless if it's romantic or platonic or business related, and we want to pair up and connect with people, and we may feel at this time that we can't express our individuality because we just want to have that relationship so bad, and so our emotions are not fully connecting with our individuality and the worthiness that we're supposed to be feeling with our individuality. We want to ignore that so we can just do what we feel is best to be in a relationship. So we're hiding all our quirks, hiding all our weirdness, hiding all of our the things that make us actually special, just to be appeasing in relationships. We need to let go of that shit, because again, is what I mentioned before. You fully identifying with yourself, right? You fully being yourself and expressing yourself unapologetically. That is going to bring you the people that you need in your life. That's going to attract the right people in your life. Not you hiding different aspects of you that makes you special, that makes you different. You know what I mean? And so we need to let go of that shit. Now, it's tough still because Uranus is semi-sextile the sun, which is actually better
than an inconjunct, but still something that's, you know, something that's a little bit tough to deal with. Because at this moment, basically, we want to... So we're on the same wave because, you know, Aries and Taurus is of the same season, right? So we're on the same wave of like, okay, let's be focusing on, let's focus on self. Let's focus on bettering self. Let's focus on doing the things that need to be done, right? But, you know, your Uranus side or your individuality and your uniqueness is trying to understand your self-worth, and kind of wants to just lock on what you find is worthy about your individuality and just keep that pushing and keep that going. But the sun, being in Aries, you know, the sun is still discovering self, still trying to understand, trying to identify exactly, about how you want to be perceived. And so while you kind of, your individuality wants to lock down, on your uniqueness, you are actually identifying with and expressing specifically ways on how to understand yourself a little bit more, dig a little bit deeper when it comes to yourself, your persona, your personality. And it's not ready to kind of lock down yet, you know? And so that's going to be uncomfortable. But the cool thing about it, though, is that, you know, when it comes to your individuality, you understand that, hey, I need to be really focused on understanding my worth when it comes to my uniqueness. And your son is kind of like, I need to just express who I am and learn through me expressing my individuality and uniqueness and be motivated within myself and within my identity. You know, so it's really interesting energy. But it's cool to see that the sun and Uranus are at least in somewhat of the same page, because they both understand that we need to focus on our worth and ourself and how we feel about ourselves. You know what I mean? So it's cool. And it's kind of promoting, even though it's a awkward positioning, it's promoting, you releasing perceptions of others, releasing, projections that others put on you. Releasing the need to be in relationships and focusing on how making myself better so I can attract the appropriate relationships. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm kind of feeling there. What else has happened? Okay, I got it. Sorry, I'm like spacing out like a motherfucker, and I have Mercury in the 12th natally, so I naturally do that, but like I've been really doing it like hard during this Pisces season, man. Goodness gracious. Anyways, the moon is going to be trine Mars, and the sun is going to be sextile Mars. And so this is great. Be with the moon trining Mars, you're motivated and driven to make some motherfucking changes, to release the things that you need to release, to really pay attention to your emotions and the weaknesses that you have when it comes to relationships and feeling like you need to be in a relationship. You are eager to face it, express it, and you're motivated to like take actions to release that. So this should be an excellent time to do full moon intentions, full moon releasings. And it's very important, if you can, to use fire. I think fire is going to be great, especially with the fire sign and fire energy with Mars kind of being trine the moon. So you really can use fire to release the emotions that is attached to some self-undoing, some self-sabotaging ways that you have. And when it comes to feeling like you need to be in a relationship, when it comes to feeling like you need validation, when it comes to the things that people projected onto you, when you just accept it just because, you know. So it's dope. And I'm very, you know, it's great. We're motivated to release this shit, and I feel like more people are going to be doing the full moon intentions with this energy because they're motivated to do it. They're ready for this new beginning, which is dope. You know what I mean? Also, Mars is going to be sextile the sun, which is pretty cool. what's happening here, honestly, is that, you know, with Mars, it's at the third decan of Taurus, which is like co-ruled, it's ruled by Venus, of course, because it's Taurus, but it's co-ruled by Saturn, okay? And with this energy, what we're basically doing is understanding our self-worth so we can, and when we understand our self-worth, honestly, we can finally get to the status reputation that we deserve, that we want, right? And so, again, we're being motivated and driven because we know that we need to work on our worth so we can get to the status that we want, so we can get to the level that we want, the reputation that we want, right? So we're trucking through. We're staying consistent. It's very fixed energy here. The sun, though, is at the first decan of Aries, which is great because this is double Mars energy. We're talking about Mars. And so the motivation and drive is pushing forward, definitely. But honestly, with this energy sextiling, you know, what's kind of happening here is that at this moment, especially at this very moment, we are super duper driven and motivated to understand self, to express ourselves, to be within, get comfortable within our identity and like being ourselves unapologetically, to the point that we might do things a little bit haphazardly. Which works sometimes, you know what I mean? Kind of just going with your gut works sometimes, but sometimes it doesn't. And like Mars is kind of more representing where its position is in Taurus in the third decan, kind of doing things practically instead of doing things because you're passionate and that desire is running strong. But the dope thing about this energy is that, believe it or not, they agree with each other because they're both in the same vibe of focusing and bettering self, right? They just are going at it at different approaches. And so what's happening here is that even though your motivation and drive wants to be a little bit more practical when it comes to taking action, you know, you identify with generally taking action just because you're passionate about it. And so these energies are going to be blending well, believe it or not, and harmoniously. And you're going to learn from each aspect of yourself, the motivated side of yourself, as well as the what you're identifying with, because it's the season of Aries. The season of Aries, all of us are going to have a moment in which we're doing things haphazardly because we are passionate about it. You know what I mean? But the cool thing about it is what we can do is use the practical mind of our motivation to make sure we do things right afterwards, to make sure we follow through, you know? So it's a dope energy. It really is cool. It's going to really help us learn in the process of learning about our own identity and how to push forward when it comes to expressing ourselves fully. When I say expressing ourselves, we do it in so many different ways, through dating, romance, fucking our hobbies, talents, just expressing ourselves in general, just how we are, how we react to things, you know? So believe it or not, especially with Sun being close to Chiron, you know, a lot of people hold themselves back. I mean, the only person I know that really doesn't hold themselves back, and I don't even know them, I feel like ODB didn't. Rest in peace. Everyone else is just like not being themselves in one way or another, you know? So we can all learn from this. We really can. Anyways, the moon is going to be sextile North Node, and the North Node is going to be trine the Sun. This is actually a really interesting energy happening here, because, you know, I talked about it a little bit too already. Well, not already. I'm going to talk about it tomorrow, I believe. But, you know, that with North Node sextiling the Moon, that means South Node is trining the Moon, right? And so, like, emotionally, we definitely are on the vibe of trying to relate to others and connect with others, right? Which is great, which is fine. But with this energy trine, the South Node, this goes to show you that, like, we're connecting. This need of trying to relate with people is something connected to our karmic past, right? And South Node energy, I always tell people that South Node energy is super important, but it's not. South Node energy represents what's in the past, what we need to not really be pushing forward towards. We can definitely take the lessons of our past and still hold on to it. I always say, like, we should treat our South Node like 60-40 or 30-70, with the higher number being North Node, lower number being South Node. You know, we shouldn't let it go completely, but we're pushing towards our North Node. So with, you know, what's beautiful about this energy is that because the moon is trine South Node, which whatever issues we have with authority and control that's connected to our karmic past and how relationships are dealing with it, we are again being fully confronted with this energy, so we can definitely release it during this full moon. And so we're not only letting go and releasing things of this life when it comes to relationships, but also things from a past life too, which is super duper important and very amazing. And the thing that we're releasing within our past life is connected to relationships, of course, but also our authority and control within relationships, and whether if we actually had any. You get what I'm saying? Moon sextile Cancer. The moon sextile North Node in Cancer. You know, we are having this vibe of trying to learn how to, like, nurture ourselves and nurture others. You know what I mean? And so with the moon kind of sextiling North Node, it's kind of hitting the side in which we need to, how we need to nurture others. The thing is, though, is that Cancer is all about being emotionally available and emotionally loving and emotionally providing for others through this manifestation of North Node and Cancer. That's what the collective kind of needs to focus on and learn about, right? And, you know, that's connected to, you know, the moon being in Libra. The thing is, though, is that Libra likes to relate with people in a logical level and a compatibility level, but not an emotional level. So it's kind of like a learning process. These people both like pairs. They like connecting with people. They like relating with people, but they just do it in different ways. So the energy is harmonious, you know, but we still need to understand that there's always an emotional component to relationships. And so we're learning about that, and we're learning the importance of it. And we're learning that we need to actually release this whole idea that relationships are just logic based. They're just about intellect. They're just about, like, being compatible. That, you know, we're releasing that whole idea and being aware that, hey, we need some emotional support and love in relationships as well. You get what I'm saying? What else? With that being said, though, with North Node trine the sun, what's dope about this energy, again, because North Node is trying to push us to be nurturing, not only to others, but be nurturing to ourselves as well. And the sun is all about, right now, with it being in Aries, loving oneself, seeing how they want to be, people to perceive them. It's all about your personality, your persona, your passions, what you're motivated by, what you're driven by. And so it's really pushing the whole idea of, hey, we need to be nurturing ourselves too. And so we're going to be, like, focusing on that, on nurturing ourselves and understanding, especially because this North Node's in the Pisces decan of Cancer, you know, we're understanding the spiritual importance of it. And we're kind of, it's kind of like that energy that I was mentioning before on how we're realizing our self-undoings in Pisces season and Aries season. We're taking actions on how to heal them. North Node is promoting that with it being in the Neptune decant of Cancer, and it's making sure that we are nurtured emotionally in both aspects, with our personal emotions and what the emotions that we pick up from others too. So it's pretty cool. It's dope energy for sure. Anywho, let's move on to the next. The moon is going to be trine Pluto and sextile the sun. With this energy, with the moon trine Pluto, it's what's great and what we're going to harmoniously kind of get is personal empowerment. And how sometimes relationships can kind of hold us back from it. And we're going to be personally empowered to confront the issues that we had in relationships, both romantic and platonic. You get what I'm saying? And it's going to flow easily. Like, the energy is going to flow easily. It's not going to be so hard for us to confront this side of our emotional selves. You know what I mean? How relationships made us feel empowered or disempowered, how we are stopping our transformation via relationships. And what's dope too is that honestly, during this full moon with the moon trining Pluto, we can totally transform our lives within a couple of days through releasing, you know what I mean, through releasing all the shit that we have connected to power, empowerment, and relationships. And it's going to be easy. You know what I mean? It's going to be easy because it's trine, it's harmonious. Like, we're going to just be seeing this fully. It's going to be right in our face. And so, I feel like writing full moon intentions is going to be like really easy for us, you know? Excuse me as I sip my tea. And we're going to really, a lot of the theme is, of course, going to be a focus on how we relate with others. But it's definitely going to be focused on, like, you know, the kind of like the actions that we want to take, as well as the power that we wish to have, you know? That's what I really feel, which is dope. Anyways, it's just cool shit, basically. With Pluto being sextile the sun, this energy is great because, you know, with Pluto being in the third decan of Capricorn, of course, status and reputation is the goal, to gain some power, to gain some, feel some empowerment within, to transform our lives, to get the status and reputation and recognition that we feel like we deserve. With it being in a Mercury decan of Capricorn, though, we're taking the necessary steps, following the necessary routines to get there, to gain that power, to have that transformation. And the sun is sextile this energy. What's good about it is that, you know, we are identifying with picking up something and going, like taking action now. And so we're kind of following the steps of empowerment, and we got the like energy that's revving us up to like go ahead and take action, identifying with taking action and being motivated to improve oneself, you know. So it's dope energy for sure. The thing is though, is that you know, you know, it's a learning lesson because Pluto still is in Capricorn, still in the earth sign. So we're doing things cautiously and making sure it's practical, while the sun is doing things off of passion. So it's not like energy that's too disagreeing, but it's a great opportunity for us to learn
from the situations that we are in. The sun being in Aries, we're going to want to take action now. We might act a little bit too haphazardly, but with the support of Pluto sextiling the sun, we're going to always have something in our mind that's saying that in order to have the true power within the status that we want, we need to make sure we do things in the right way, practically, that makes sense. You know, so it's dope. Lastly, both the sun and the moon is actually square Jupiter. Isn't that funny? This energy, honestly, is telling me there's no near philosophy, belief, concept, nothing that's gonna help us in this situation. This is all about, salvation being personal. This is all about us working this out on our own. And so looking at foreign concepts and foreign ways of being and thinking, you know, we don't need to do that. We got all the tools necessary to do this releasing and to create this new beginning. Straight up. This is all, that's the kind of lesson that I'm feeling. But with this being said, with this energy squaring the moon, you know, we're going to be quite emotional. Quite emotional and quite needy when it comes to relating and relationships. So be prepared for that. It's just going to cause an abundance within these emotions. And then with this energy squaring the sun in Aries, acting haphazardly might be a thing this week. So prepare. Make sure you think before you take action. Be careful. But just know that you have all the tools to create the change that you need in your life. Straight up. Okay? All right. So I'm going to stop here for the podcast, right? And now what I'm going to do is actually focus on my patrons. What I'm going to be talking with them is talking about the aspect patterns and the fixed stars that's connected to this full moon, as well as how the full moon is going to generally affect them depending on what house it's in. So just for the folks that are interested into doing their own research, the aspect patterns that I see during this full moon is the eye, which is between Venus, Jupiter, and Pluto, with Pluto being at the apex of the eye, as well as I see a T-square between the aspect I just talked about, the sun, the moon, and Jupiter. So if you're interested in doing your own research to find out what's up with that, you know, be my guest, go ahead, and I'll be interested to see what you think about it. But I have my own interpretation, and I'm going to give that to my patrons, okay? If you're interested in being a patron, patron on Patreon, I can't talk. If the tier starts at $2, and it's fun time, man. It's patreon.com/astrodim. You know, ask my patrons. They love me. I love them too. They're awesome to work with. We just did a live on the 17th. It was lit. I'm trying to build more of a community there. I'm so excited. Yeah, but there's some fixed stars that's happening near this full moon. You can do the research and figure that out on your own. But yeah, that's what I got for the common folk. I'm gonna have the real shit for my peeps, for my patrons, in a couple hours. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful full moon. And I hope you have a beautiful spring equinox. This is special, okay, guys? Take advantage of this energy and create your new beginning. You have the tools to do it, all right? Much love. Peace. Thank you. now.